Good afternoon, everyone. The title of our session this afternoon is Energy Storage, Where Are We Now? I'm going to begin with a little ministerial matter. Because I'm apparently a bad human being, I turned my paper in today, and it's available out in the stack there for tab 9. And we also have two other excellent papers that that appear in your materials, so lots of interesting things to review after the presentations are over here. Just want to make a couple of basic points before I introduce the panel. First of all, a question for the audience. How many people here are familiar with energy storage? You've worked on energy storage transactions, involved in regulations. Okay, we have a fair number of people in the audience. We'll be looking forward to getting questions from you because our panel is anxious to get questions from the audience and hear what you have to say. A couple of points just for folks who may not be familiar with energy storage. Number one, it's important to realize that energy storage consists of a wide range of technologies, and we tend to kind of lump it all together in energy storage systems, and maybe people think of batteries or whatever. But in fact, you can have technologies such as pumped storage hydro. There's about 23 gigawatts of pumped storage hydro in the United States, so energy storage is not a new thing by any means. There's compressed air energy storage. Flywheels can be used for short duration, frequency regulation type roles. Battery systems cover a wide gamut of ground from lithium ion to lead acid to various different kinds of flow batteries. And all of those technologies and all of those uses have somewhat different characteristics that affect the role that they can play on the grid, what their value is, and how they're participating in the market.